Alexandria,
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 Nova Podcast.
Welcome to Alexandria Nova Podcast, the one and only podcast that will answer all the big questions of theatre. Every Sunday morning at exactly 3 a.m. Central European Time, one question will be posed to the Alexandria Nova community, giving them 1 week to respond by sending a voice message, sound file, or any other form of audio communication. Lean back and enjoy. If you have any questions burning on your soul, resting on the tip of your tongue, don't hesitate to let us know. Please find our contact information at www.alexandrianova.eu.
This week's question is, what can theatre do what politics can't?
In the final lines of her book On Revolution, Hannah Arendt recalls the words Sophocles put into the mouth of Theseus, the legendary founder of Athens and now spokesman for the city, which these people held to in order not to be overwhelmed by the grief of the living, and to move out of the darkness of the creature into the brightness of the human. It was the polis, the fenced space of the free action and the living word, that made life shine. If the political demarcates the space of the possible, then theater makes those walls translucent, sometimes to expand the imagination and sometimes to justify the wall. And that's why even political activists sometimes have a problem with the theater and sometimes see it as an opportunity.
In my point of view, theater has one special tool which politics hadn't. So in theater we can work with the so-called magic if. We can demonstrate situations, we can criticize societies, we can discuss about people or people's behavior without getting someone killed.
Theater can formulate political opinions completely independent, in an independent manner, independently from power structures and needs that politicians always have to take care for.
Alexandria,
Alexandria,
Alexandria.